Ferrari recalled 425 vehicles that possibly have fuel leak issues. In a major move, Ferrari has recalled 425 of its hybrid models, the 296 GTB and 296 GTS, amidst concerns of potential fuel leaks. The issue was identified during a pre-delivery inspection in China on April 12, when corrosion and a fuel leak were discovered in the fuel tank connecting pipe, a crucial component of the vehicle's fuel system. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's, NHTSA, safety recall report elaborates on the issue, revealing that the aluminum fuel tank connecting pipe might accidentally come into contact with the high-voltage battery protection cover, made of glass fibers and inox steel. This inadvertent contact could lead to a chemical reaction between the aluminum and steel, causing corrosion and, consequently, a fuel leak. This presents an increased risk of a fire in the affected models. The Italian automaker has assured customers that it is offering a free fix to address the problem. The remedial process involves replacing the current fuel tank connecting pipe with one protected by an anti-corrosive rubber sleeve. Ferrari plans to send out notice letters to all affected vehicle owners on or before July 7, advising them not to use their vehicles and to schedule the repair with their Ferrari dealer. Despite the gravity of the issue, Ferrari stated that it had not received any reports of accidents, injuries, or deaths related to the potential problem. The company has also issued a stop sale order on the model until the vehicles at its dealers are fixed. As a preventive measure, Ferrari has already begun equipping 296s currently in production with the new protective sleeve since April 20. This isn't the first recall Ferrari has issued this year. Earlier, the company had recalled the SF90 Stradale due to an airbag issue that could interfere with an installed child safety seat. In contrast to the current recall, that instance affected a mere 13 vehicles. These recalls underline Ferrari's commitment to safety and customer satisfaction, even as they navigate the complex technicalities of hybrid vehicle production. Special story. Should you buy a petrol or diesel car in the UK?